Matt Bubala with you here, 720 WGN. Good morning, everybody. 312-981-7200. All right, I've been promising this quiz forever, so let's get at it. Roger Badish, do you have a pen and scorecard ready?
Oh, geez, now I got to get a pen? All right, hold on a second.
Well, I guess you don't have to.
Just a minute.
I'll write things down. All right, here's a 9-point quiz.
All right, I'm here.
See here how you have
He's
to answer gonna,
this. Is why I hate test taking. Goodness
right,
gracious.
So I'm going to ask you.
Okay.
Do you strongly agree?
Okay. Hold on. S-A.
You five choices here.
Five. God. All right.
No, four choices. Strongly agree.
Mm-hmm.
Agree.
Mm-hmm.
Disagree.
Mm-hmm.
Or strongly disagree.
Got it.
With these statements.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'm ready. Oh, man. I hope I can go home after this.
What?
I hope my wife will let me back in the house.
She's not listening.
You're right. She's not.
Thank you. Okay. Let's start. You're going to answer to okay. each of these statements, Roger.
All right. Here we go.
And folks listening at home.
Uh-huh. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, you go ahead.
Well, do you want me to give my answer after each one or?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I'm going to keep score.
Okay. Okay.
Curtis, I want you to write down your answers too.
Okay. Will do.
And listeners at home, if you're awake, if you've got a pen, you can write something down. I want you to keep your score too. I want you to score yourself and answer these and keep track. Okay.
How many did you say? 10?
There are 9 questions.
9 questions.
Your answers will be strongly agree.
Got it.
Agree.
Mm-hmm.
Disagree. Or strongly disagree.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Number one, it is hard to get ahead without cutting corners here and there. Number one, it is hard to get ahead without cutting corners here and there. Would you strongly agree, agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
I disagree.
Disagree.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Number two, I like to use clever manipulation to get my way. I like to use clever manipulation to get my way.
Strongly disagree.
Okay. Number three.
Mm-hmm.
People who get mistreated have usually done something to bring it upon themselves. People who get mistreated have usually done something to bring it on themselves.
It's a trick question. I'm saying strongly disagree.
Okay. Number four. I know that I am special because everyone keeps telling me so.
Strongly disagree.
Number five. I honestly feel I'm more deserving than others. I can honestly say I'm more deserving than other people.
Strongly disagree.
Number six. I'll say anything to get what I want.
Strongly disagree.
Number seven. Hurting people would be exciting.
Strongly disagree.
Number eight. I try to make sure that others know about my successes.
No, disagree.
Two. And number nine. It is sometimes worth a little suffering on my part to see others see the punishment they deserve.
Say that again.
It is sometimes worth a little suffering on my part to see that others receive the punishment that they deserve.
Strongly disagree.
Okay.
So, there.
Now, before we talk about what this is mm-hmm. and reveal your answers.
Okay.
Curtis, did you keep along?
I did.
Okay. So how did you answer? Did you answer the same as Roger on almost all those, or were you a little bit different?
For the most part, Roger and I were pretty much question for question, except for a few of them.
Which ones did you answer differently than Roger?
Number one, I said agree. Number eight, I said agree. Number nine, I said disagree. The rest, Roger and I matched answer for answer.
Two through seven, then we did strongly disagree on all of those. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so you were three more than Roger. Okay. If anybody wants to call in and share their answers real quick, 312-981-7200. Be happy to talk to you real quick. Let's assume that we are Donald Trump taking this.
Okay.
So let's do this again. It is hard to get ahead without cutting corners here and there.
He would strongly agree.
I don't know that he would strongly agree. Let's just give him an agree.
All right.
Because especially in real estate and things like that, yeah, getting a project done on time, things like that, I'm going to give him, he'd have to say, yeah, you know, it's hard to get ahead without doing that.
All right.
I like to use clever manipulation to get my way.
Strongly agree.
You can't just say strongly agree to everyone, Roger.
Hey, you're asking me? If you want to answer it, you go ahead. If you want me to answer, I'm giving you the answer that I think he might give.
Number three. People who get mistreated have usually done something to bring it on themselves.
I'll go agree.
I think he would have to say agree, because like you look at the immigrants that are getting family separated. He would say, hey, they came to the country illegally. They should. Ooh. Roger, there's huge lightning outside.
It's the flash camera. Stop
oh
it and give me.
Oh, my God. There's real
no
lightning.
Light. No.
People are calling. Roger, there's real lightning outside.
All right. You know what? I can't turn around and talk on the microphone.
That's fine. I don't need you to talk. You just look out the window till you believe me. Come back when you believe me. Scold him. Number four. I know that I am special because everyone keeps telling me so. Now, that would be tough for President Trump, I think, to strongly agree with, because not everyone, I don't think, keeps telling him so. Certain people probably keep telling him so, but he's hearing from a lot of people that he's not that special, too. So
yeah.
That's a tougher one.
I think that'd probably for him be more on the agree side.
Yeah. I think he's going to go agree. Number five, I honestly feel I'm just more deserving than others. I think he'd have to say agree with that too, right? I'll say anything to get what I want. Now, I don't know that he believes that he does that, but he does kind of do that, right? I'm going to give him, I think he would say I disagree. I say the truth. Hurting people would be exciting. I'm going to say no, I strongly disagree with that. I try to make sure others know about my successes. I think he would agree with that. And he would even say, you have to let people know. I think that's kind of his mantra. In interviews, he said that before, that people have to know, you know, who you are and what you do. It's sometimes worth a little suffering on my part to see others receive the punishment they deserve. I think he'd have to agree with that. He would get a really high score on this. All right, so Roger got a 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Roger had 11.
11 what? Points?
Yeah, I gave you, so if you had strongly agree, it was a 4. Strongly disagree, it was a 1. So there's a 4-point sliding scale there.
All right, so
Roger,
you had
11 points. Curtis had 14 points. And this is out of a possible of 36 points, right? 36 points would be the highest.
Okay.
Roger had an 11, which is 2 points off the lowest.
Is that good or bad?
So 36 would be the highest score you could have had. 9 would have been the lowest score you could have had. You had an 11.
Okay.
And Curtis had a 14. I scored. Did you see the lightning, by the way?
All right. So there is.
There's yes. A really big traffic light that's.
I can't look out the window and talk at the same time. So
you were looking out the window, and what did we see, Roger?
I saw in the clouds, high in the sky.
Just what was it?
Lightning.
Thank you.
According to the real-time lightning map, there is two lines of lightning stretching from South Elgin northeast over the lake, Northbrook Highland Park, Lake Forest, Wilmette. Then there's another line from about Aurora, north part of Aurora, northeast through Lincolnwood and that part of the far north side of Chicago. There's a lot going on right now over Lake Michigan. You wanted to know? I got you the news.
Thank you, Roger.
You're very welcome.
Thank you for acknowledging when you were wrong.
I was wrong. Mm-hmm. It's lightning.
Okay, so the high score on this would have been a 36. The lowest score possible is a 9. Roger had an 11. Curtis had a 14. The way I scored President Trump, he would have had a 27.
What would you have had?
You know what? I didn't exactly take it because I knew what it was. So I think that manipulates your answers a little bit.
Oh, okay. You know? Oh, I gotcha. Okay. You had already read the whole thing through before. Okay.
Here's the story that goes with it.
Okay.
It doesn't matter what reputable IQ test you take, where you take it, or what you had for breakfast the day you sat down to get your intelligence measured. Whatever the circumstances of the exam, your score is likely to be pretty close to the same. That, psychologists explain, is because of the G factor, a generalized level of cognitive skill we all have that largely holds steady across our lives and across different areas of intelligence, verbal, quantitative, or spatial. New research has found the same thing is true of evilness.
Yeah.
In a fascinating new Scientific American article, psychologist and author Scott Barry Kaufman explains the recent discovery of the D factor,
ooh,
or darkness factor. Humans might each have their own flavor of evilness. Some are narcissists obsessed with their own specialness. Some are psychopaths who fail to feel others' pain. Others, creeps, are sadists who downright enjoy it. But all these traits have a common core, a research team from Germany and Denmark found. Underlying all these dark traits is the basic tendency to maximize one's own utility at the expense of others, accompanied by beliefs that serve as justifications for one's malevolent behaviors, according to the researchers. Or, in brief, all evilness stems from a willingness to sacrifice other people's well-being for your own satisfaction. The researchers further broke down evilness into 9 component parts, from Machiavellianism,
that's easy for you
to entitlement, to spitefulness, which you can read all about in Kaufman's in-depth article. But the bottom line idea is that evilness, like IQ, is a single trait that can be consistently measured. Helpfully, Kaufman provides a 9-point quiz to give you a sense of your own D factor. Or if you suspect people in your life are having a seriously dark core, you can try to imagine how they'd answer each question. It's not scientific in the slightest, but it is satisfying. The 9-item test should be sufficient to estimate a reasonable degree where you would score on the D factor. The more you are in strong agreement with multiple items on the scale, the higher the likelihood you would score high on the D factor.
Okay.
So, Roger, you are very low on the evilness scale. Congratulations.
Oh.
I'm proud of you.
Oh, thank you.
You did very well. Curtis, we're going to keep a little eye on you.
Jeez.
You're in trouble now, Chris.
Is that what all these new cameras are for here?
Yes.
But honestly, President Trump would score kind of high on that thing. Let's not send that to
all him. All right, now, but give this to every politician. And then hook them up to a lie detector test.
But it's not, I don't see it as like, oh, these politicians. It's hard to get ahead without cutting corners here and there.
But wouldn't politicians, all right, I served in government for about 5 years. Mm-hmm. I dealt with a lot of politicians. A lot of them are extremely nice people. Even those that were arrested and sent away to jail for doing things they shouldn't have. Mm-hmm. But I think there are a large enough amount of politicians who would score very poorly on this little test.
Meaning they'd get a high score?
They'd get a high score because by its nature, you are always running for re-election.
Okay, let's do this. You are always running for re-election, and I think that there is a certain sacrifice they make to their morals at some point, generally, for most of them.
I think so.
Let's do this, though. We did it for Trump.
Okay.
Let's do it for, let's think about the other side. Let's do it for Blagojevich.
Well, he's already in jail.
He is. But think about this. Let's think about how he would answer.
He's already answered strongly agreed on all of these because he was found convicted and he's in jail.
A, he claims he's innocent. B, I don't think that his conviction on that necessarily makes him evil.
All right, take the phone call. Take the phone call.
Okay.
Take that phone call where he's making a deal about the seat.
Right.
And then listen to all his answers and all his summations, his thoughts, and use that as the answers to these questions.
No, let's answer as if we were him. It is hard to get ahead without
him.
It is hard to get ahead without cutting corners here and there.
He would say,
hey, as a politician, you got to do these things. You got to blah, 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 blah. He'd say,
yeah.
I strongly agree.
Yeah.
I like to use clever manipulation to get my way. He would strongly agree with that, too. People who get mistreated have usually done something to bring it on themselves. I think he would disagree with that because he did fight for the elderly, for the poor, blah, blah, blah. I know that I'm special because
That was politically advantageous.
Whether it was or not, I don't think, I only met him once.
All right.
and chatted with him and stuff, but I don't think he would say, yeah, those people deserve what they have coming to them. I think that he did fight for poor people. He did fight for the lower class. He did fight for those things. And I don't think, no, they're there because they deserve to be there. I don't think he would say that. I know that I'm special because everyone keeps telling me so.
Well, that comes with being a politician. Everyone tells you you're great.
I know, but see, so there's an interesting thing with that, though.
It's how much do you believe it?
Yeah, I know that I'm special because everyone keeps telling me so. I only gave...
Blagojevich?
And I gave Trump a 3 on that, and I might mark it lower because I do think they have an awareness
that it comes with the territory.
Well, that the people telling it, they don't necessarily. I know I got a bunch of yes men around me. I think there's an awareness of that.
Mm-hmm.
I think if it said, "I know that I'm special because I'm better than most people," I think then they would strongly agree. Like Trump would totally strongly agree if it was that. But the because everyone keeps telling me so, I think he'd be like, "Ah, I pay these people. Of course, they're telling me so."
All right. Well, how about the general public? It's not just the people working for you. How about the general public
the
as
general
you go
public
through the crowds?
Wasn't walking around telling Blagojevich how special he was.
Well, but you, as a politician, pretty much you're not going to go into a gathering of people who don't like you. People who like you are going to come to your gatherings and they're all going to say, "We love you. You're special. You're great."
Probably. But he's also been through the fires enough to know that not everybody thinks that way. So for I'm special because everyone keeps telling me so, I gave it a disagree.
Okay.
Give him a 2. I honestly feel I'm just more deserving than others. I think that Blago would think, hey, I worked really hard. I think I deserve blah, blah, blah. I give him a 3. I'll say anything to get what I want. Yeah, he would have to strongly agree with that. There's no way around that. Hurting people would be exciting. See, I think he would strongly disagree with that. I try to make sure others know about my successes. Blago definitely would give that a 4.
Sure.
It is sometimes worth a little suffering on my part to see others receive the punishment they deserve. He wasn't like a guy like that, so I think he would give that a disagree at least. So he would get 8, 9, 10, 11, 14, 18, 19, 23, 25. He would get a 25, just 2 points less than President Trump on that. So I think we have politicians out there who definitely fit. Anthony Wieners of the world and people who this guy in California, who's him and his wife were blowing the money like crazy. And then he's blaming his wife for it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying we can't live on the $170,000.
Yeah, right. I'd like to not be able to live on $170,000.
We all would. All right. 312-981-7200. Let's take a quick break. We'll chat with Mark in a second here on 720 WGN.